The chargeable value of VAT is outlined in Section 19 of VATA 1994. This section is quite difficult to read. Now, the gross value of the supply is the price paid for the item plus the VAT. As a basic rule, the gross value of the supply equals something known as the consideration, or to put it in other words, the gross value of the supply is the value of the consideration that is given for it. So really, our starting point is what a trader receives for a supply, rather than what the trader actually supplies. Consideration is the price of the item plus the VAT. So what we would normally do is we would say 40/47 of the consideration is the actual output, 7/47 is the VAT. The trade prices and contracts usually state that the price is VAT exclusive, so this would mean that the price being quoted is the value of the supply, and that VAT will be added on top of this price at 17.5%. People actually are quite used to this procedure in the trade. However, in practice, this procedure is actually the opposite of the VAT rules, because the VAT rules say that where a contract says nothing about VAT, then the starting point is the consideration. So, in other words, if you are quoted a certain price and VAT is not mentioned, that price is VAT inclusive and hence is the consideration. When people go shopping in the supermarkets and the shops, the price they see, which never mentions VAT, is the price including VAT.
Now don't forget that the VAT rate is rising to 20% from the 4th of January 2011. Where you are given a VAT inclusive price after this date, you need to take 20 over 120 to find the VAT. Or you can scale this down to 1/6. For the rest of the examples in this chapter, please use a VAT rate of 17.5% or 7/47 as appropriate.
Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Here are three items or services being sold. You have to calculate the tax and fill it into the box. Correct pounds and pence, please. If you want to know the correct answer, click on the answer button below. Good luck. Well, our first item is for sale in Marks & Spencer, and the price shown will be the consideration, i.e. the VAT inclusive price. Thus, 7/47 of £99 gives us £14.74. The second item is a plumber charging £250 plus VAT for services. So the price being shown is just the price you pay. It is not the consideration, because the VAT is not included and has to be added on top to get your consideration. To work out the VAT, we charge 17.5% of £250 and get £43.75. Our third item is a book being sold for £12. It is a shop, just like the Marks & Spencer example, so the price being shown is the consideration. Normally, we would take 7/47 for our VAT, except, and this was the trick, did you remember that books are zero-rated supplies? So it is 0% VAT, added onto this price paid, to give us both a price paid and a consideration of £12 and zero VAT. Schedule 6 of VATA 1994 contains special rules for valuing supplies in certain situations. Customs can direct that an open market value is used for supplies between certain connected persons. This will apply where the purchaser cannot recover all of the input tax being charged. For example, is an exempt or partially exempt person, and there is some consideration in money being paid, but it is less than the open market value. We must have some consideration for the open market value to be applied between connected persons. If there is no consideration, let us say is some sort of barter transaction, then this rule cannot be applied. If a mail order company sells goods using unregistered agents, then that mail order company can be forced by customs to account for VAT on the full retail price of those goods. If this was not the case, then the margin of profit given to the agent would escape a charge of VAT, and the VAT being paid would not be 7/47 of the actual amount paid by the customer. If a trader takes goods for his own use, then there is a deemed supply of goods. This is also the situation which also occurs at deregistration. Now the value of those goods is the replacement cost of those goods. If a business deregisters for VAT whilst still owning goods, it could, post-deregistration sell those goods and it will not have to charge VAT on their sale. Therefore, customs can see a potential for losing an opportunity to make a VAT charge. And hence we have this special rule that says when a business deregisters for VAT, they are deemed to make a supply at the date of deregistration of all the assets that were held on the date the business deregistered. The output tax is charged on replacement costs of the assets, replacement cost being the cost of an asset in exactly the same condition. The other thing to bear in mind is that this only applies to assets on which input tax is claimed originally. So if there is a car in the business when it deregisters, and there was no initial input tax recovery on that car, you do not charge output tax under this rule. There is also no charge when you work out the output tax that is due and it comes to £1,000 or less. Accommodation in a hotel or similar establishment is generally a standard rated supply, but if somebody was just renting property, that would be an exempt supply. Now, a special rule exists to say that if someone stays in a hotel for more than 4 weeks, then after that point in time, the hotel is permitted to start to treat some of the amount they are charging that individual as if it was effectively rent. Hence, this is exempt from VAT. Any other things that are being paid for, i.e. cleaning the room, other services, the provision of restaurant facilities, etc., of course are still VATable. These items must not be less than 20% of the total amount being charged. If accommodation and food is provided to staff at a subsidized cost, or maybe no cost at all, then the supply is valued at the actual consideration paid by the staff. If a supply is invoiced in a foreign currency, then that supply is valued at the appropriate exchange rate in force on the day the supply is made. Some traders offer a prompt payment discount to encourage customers to pay on a timely basis. Now, when valuing goods for VAT, you always assume that if a prompt payment discount is offered, then that discount has been taken up by the customer. The VAT is always charged on the discounted price, whether or not the discount was actually taken. Let us say that a trader sells £500 worth of goods, which is the VAT exclusive price. This trader offers a 10% discount if payment is made within 7 days. The goods are £500 if you pay late, or £500 less a 10% discount, so £450 if you pay early. Now, whether a prompt payment discount is taken or not, because it is offered, VAT is calculated on the discounted amount. So when we come to calculate the VAT is worked out on the £450 value of the goods, so the £500 less the 10% discount, which at 17.5% gives us £78.75 of VAT. This is added on to £500 worth of goods if the goods are paid for after 7 days, or it is added on to the £450 worth of goods if the goods are paid for within 7 days. So the VAT always remains the same. If I pay within 7 days, I pay £528.75. If I pay after 7 days, I pay £578.75. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Joe sells goods for £1,000 exclusive of VAT to ABC Limited. Joe offers a 2% discount for payment within 10 days. Calculate the VAT if ABC Limited pays 30 days later. So just fill in the figure for VAT which you think is appropriate. The correct answer basically calculates VAT on the discounted amount, even though the discount was not taken because the company paid late. £1,000 less 2% discount is £980, which at 17.5% gives us a £171.50 worth of VAT. There are a few further points I want to mention. Let us say that we have a gift. This is where goods are given over to one person but no consideration is given back for the goods. Now, in a case like this, you have to value the goods. You have to value them at their replacement cost, and so you then charge VAT on a consideration which equals the replacement cost of those goods. If we are looking at a barter transaction, so let us say I give you goods and in return you give me X back, but it is not money, then we are effectively looking at a non-monetary consideration. Now the legislation says we have to value this non-monetary consideration and then that is what we charge output tax on.